clarification from the president. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Taking questions from reporters a short time ago, President Biden again denying that he was calling for regime change when he said while in Europe that Russia's president cannot remain in power.
It was expressing my outrage. He shouldn't remain in power. Just like, you know, bad people shouldn't continue to do bad things. But it doesn't mean we have a fundamental policy to do anything to take Putin down in any way.
The president also insists he's not walking back comments about the Russian leader, calling his behavior outrageous and saying he's not concerned his remarks could escalate the conflict. These comments after the president formally unveiled a $5.8 trillion budget plan that includes more for national security and social programs, along with tax hikes to help pay for it.
The budget I'm releasing today sends a clear message to the American people that we value.
Including, he says, fiscal responsibility. He says his administration is on track to reduce the federal deficit by more than $1 trillion this year.
Biden's budget includes $2.5 trillion in new tax hikes, which, if implemented as is, would be the largest tax hike in U.S. history.
Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn, the president wants to put a 20% minimum tax rate on people with estimated wealth of more than $100 million. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell calls the plan a reflection of far-left values that's woefully short on defense. A formal review of last night's slapping incident at the Oscars involving actor Will Smith and comedian Chris Rock, who made a hair joke about Smith's wife, who has a hair loss condition. The Academy just out with a statement saying it condemns Smith's actions and that they've started a review of their own bylaws as well as California law. Less than an hour after the slap, Smith won Best Actor, apologizing to the Academy during his speech. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The House committee probing the Capitol riot plans a vote tonight on whether two former advisors to former President Trump should be held in contempt of Congress.
Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino have continued their refusal to cooperate with the panel looking into the insurrection 2 weeks before Joe Biden's inauguration. Scavino was subpoenaed last year. He was thought to have been with the former president hours before the Capitol storming. Navarro, who fostered allegations of voter fraud, was subpoenaed last month. Navarro has sought protection through executive privilege, saying Sunday the committee should talk to the former president about it. A vote for contempt goes to the full House. Approval there sends the matter to the Justice Department. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Meantime, a federal judge is ordering a legal advisor to give more than 100 emails to the riot committee, ruling it's more likely than not the former president tried to obstruct the joint session of Congress January 6th. The emails from legal advisor John Eastman believed to suggest then Vice President Pence had the power to reject the electoral count. An appeal from Eastman is expected. A country star who became a cop is being remembered.
Not on your love.
Country music singer-songwriter Jeff Carson has died. His publicist saying that the 58-year-old had a heart attack. Carson, known for his hit songs like Not On Your Love and The Car, which would later win an Academy of Country Music Award for Video of the Year. Throughout his career, Carson had 14 songs on the Billboard charts, as well as wrote and recorded with Reba McEntire, Faith Hill, and Tim McGraw. After retiring from music, Jeff Carson went on to become a police officer in Franklin, Tennessee. The department tweeting out their condolences while also writing, quote, "May Jeff's message live on. God save the world."
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. Late rally on Wall Street. The Dow up 94 points at the close. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.